What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We have callers on the line, and we're going to start with Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Good day to you. Yeah, Michael, what's on my mind is I was wondering if you had a chance to see this Tom Holman, Ocasio-Cortez debate in the Congress.
No, I didn't get to see that.
Well, I can tell you and your audience, Michael, it was the most disgusting thing I ever saw a congressperson try to do to a guy that has 34 years trying to protect this country. These liberal Democrats, these liberal communists, I call them, they're trying to flood this country. They're trying to turn Texas blue. They're going to try to do Florida, but it ain't going to happen in Florida. They're going to do Texas, and they're going to go for Arizona because it's all about the vote. And she kept crying about the poor little babies, the poor little kids, they're being in cages. Hey, what were they doing in their own country then? Why did they stay in their own country? They knew that was the plight of them coming here. And this is all being financed by Soros' asses and all these other jackass liberal communists who want to flood this country to take down the white males of this country and angle females. This is, and Matt Drudge and Breitbart both had it on, Michael, both of them, that the birth rate of the white population in the United States is 0.1.
Yes.
No. Yeah, 0.1. In other words, they're not even breeding back their the bloodline of this great nation. And that's because they have to pay for all this nonsense. And the globalists, their globalists are paying for them to get here, and the American citizens, white Americans, are paying them for to stay here to take their jobs, eat their lunch, and kick them out of their jobs. That's basically what's happening here. These people shouldn't be coming here. They should be going to South America, Argentina, Bolivia, Paraguay, Uruguay, Bolivia. Why are they coming here? They don't speak English. They have a giant continent down there. They should be flooded. Take over Brazil for that, all that matter. Okay? No, they're coming here because all these liberal communists.
I'm in agreement with you. First of all, you need to understand, you know, the cage thing goes back to the Obama administration. Trump had nothing to do with it. And,
correct.
Again, I'm in agreement with you. If these illegal immigrants are, you know, enduring hardships on our side of the border, it is the fault of the illegal immigrants because they made
Michael,
the choice to come here.
You're absolutely right, Michael. But listen, this Ocasio-Cortez is a young punk, and now you got that other young punk, Tlaib, this Muslim, okay, just trying to do Sharia law in Michigan. These people come to this country. Why don't she go run for president of Puerto Rico, and the other one go run for the country of Saudi Arabia, wherever the hell she came from? Yeah, this Cortez girl walks around with big red lipstick on her, looks like she's in prostitution. I mean, she looks like a prostitute the way she dresses and acts. I mean, and then she's going to tell a guy with this experience, the guy's been working for ICE for almost 34 years, that he's crazy and he's a racist and he's in that, this and that? No, he's just telling the facts, lady, the truth of the matter. And you don't want to hear it. You just want to flood this country with anything. And you know what? Michael was mind-blowing about Cortez. She's whiter than me.
Yep.
She's whiter. She's got whiter milk skin than most people you talk to. And, you know, hearing the fact of she is a total nutcase. I mean, they voted for this nutcase, and she's talking about her student debt loan, and she just cut a check for $19,428 to pay off her student debt loan, and people should have to be going through that. Well, this fraud is crazy, and that's what the Democrats are all about. You got this Elizabeth Warren, that nutcase, and Biden. I mean, I think Bernie has more sense than those two. He's another nutcase. I mean, I don't know what we're up against. I know Dustin's listening, and he's saying, well, Trump ain't much better. But, yeah, Trump is a lot better, Dustin, because the Supreme Court even ruled we need to stop this asylum insanity and this immigration invasion. You would have never heard about this if Hillary had won, Michael. Never. You would have never heard about immigration off the chain. You would have never heard nothing. And the media is so complacent. Those criminals should be put in jail for what they have done. And like I say, until I see Trump really show me he's the president and rounds these people for sanctuary cities, I don't believe it too much what he's got to say as far as immigration other than the fact I guess he's trying to get the wall built. I don't know. I don't even know about that. Maybe that is a farce and a Pharisee, but a heresy, whatever. The point of the matter is, Michael, though, you would have never heard about this if Hillary had won. Never, ever. Yep. Trump at least came in there. He was like a bull in a china shop, man. He knocked all the china off the shelves, man. It's all scattered all over the place. Or a kid in a candy store, bubble gum everywhere. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Yeah, he's not an old Reagan in a lot of ways. His demeanor as far as tweeting is a little nuts. But you would have never found any of this out. This Rachel Maddow would be having the top ratings, and all these other freaks and these other Anderson Cooper, they would have had top ratings. But now their ratings are down in the tank, man. Because these people, yep. Not a, people are waking up and seeing these people are nothing but filthy liars. The Russia collusion, you got this Nadler and Jerry Gonad. This guy has like, he's like a gonad. And Michael, I got to tell you something that you don't know, but I'm going to bring this to your attention and your listening audience. I called Nancy Pelosi's office today, and you know what the first thing that was responded to me was? You got to let, in other words, her answering service is in English and Spanish, but the first thing that came out was in Spanish. When you call Nancy Pelosi's office, they want you want to know if you want it in English or Spanish. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
you
I can believe
Nancy
that.
Pelosi's Washington, D.C. office, you the first thing they respond to you is in Spanish, not English. Call them if you don't believe me.
Oh, that's...
That's what the modus of operandi of these Democrats are. They're bringing these Hispanics in here because they know for the next 50 years they'll vote Democrat. This is all yes. This is about, the whole election, everything we're talking about, this Cortez. You know what? She's so high and mighty. Why don't she go run for president of Puerto Rico? She claims she's a Puerto Rican. Well, take your ass over there and be a president of Puerto Rico. Because evidently she's very upset and hateful of the United States. So you know what? This is a male-dominated... white angle male dominated society. It was for years. Now they're trying to crush it, and it ain't going to happen because, you know what? People are going to wake up to this nonsense, Michael, and it's going to get very bad. Like I told you about a month ago, the military guys are retired. They're not. They know. They're not stupid. They know what's going on here. Older men, they know what's going on. Now the young millennials, they're off the chain. What Trump should do, and all these conservatives, they should go to these college campuses and really explain to them: you want Venezuela? Forget Venezuela, Michael. Do you want Cuba? Do you want Cuba here? Where they take away all your guns and the communist Castro government beats the crap out of those Cubans over there? I've been there. I can tell you all about Cuba. If you ever want me to talk to you for 15 minutes about Cuba, just go right ahead and I'll give you any information you want to hear about
I think we're going to skip Cuba for right now and get on back to an important point. Something that you said earlier on in your monologue here, they're trying to flip Texas blue. If they succeed, then
absolutely.
Trump is going to lose next year.
It's over, Michael. It's over for the whole Republican Party. The Republican Party will be annihilated. There'll be no more electoral college. You understand? That's what you're listening on, and Dustin needs to understand that. New Jersey used to be a very conservative state back in the 60s. Look at it now. You can't get a dog catcher as a Republican elected over there anymore. That guy, the governor of that state is insane, Murphy. That guy's another nutcase. Communist Bolshevik. Murphy, yep. The guy that's Dustin's governor. Look at what that guy's trying to do to the state of New Jersey, Michael. That guy's a clown. He's a real clown, that guy. But you want people to vote for these people because they're brainwashed. It's like these millennials. Michael, I'll give you an example. This vaping crap that you're hearing about. My daughter tells me the only reason all these kids are vaping is because of the taste of the smoke. It smells like bubble gum. It smells like cherry flavor. Yeah. It smells like vanilla. So they're so addicted to this vaping that they don't care about, you know, if they're being cool or like they're not going to smoke cigarettes, but they can vape. Vaping is just as cool as smoking, but you don't get killed from the vaping. Well, yeah, you do. You get killed quicker than vaping than you do in tobacco.
So, yeah, there's some bad stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. And that's what it's all about, Michael. So this is all about mind control. That communist Ted Turner said it best when he started CNN. He who controls the media will control the mind of this country. And that's exactly what's happening. Now that Trump's got in there, I think he shattered that. Okay, look, Michael, like I said, I think Dustin's a great guy. But Dustin's on the wrong track when he thinks, well, I'm not voting. I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm not voting. Yeah, Dustin, you need to vote for somebody. Or don't vote for an independent. Whoever runs on an independent party, vote for him. But don't just sit home and not vote. Too many millions of men went on the battlefield for you to get the right to vote, Dustin. Okay? My father was a Korean War veteran. Okay? I can tell you stories about that, what he had to go through. He survived it, but he went through a lot. Okay? I had two brothers in Vietnam, Michael, and they went through hell. Trust me. I had one that just died in the VA hospital not long ago. And he was treated like garbage. And if I told you a story on your radio program right now, what I would tell you, they should be doing massive investigations. How they treat some of these vets in these VA hospitals. It's insanity.
Yeah, I
John
saw
McCain
a lot of that
right here in a minute before he died. He had a thing about it in Arizona. I don't remember. Remember the case in Arizona? All these Vietnam, all these VA vets were dying in the VA hospital in Arizona. It was horrible. And the guy from Florida was a congressman. I talked to his office. I even got to talk to him for 1 minute, and I told him what is going on here. So I made a big stink about it, and I got to talk to him. I forgot his name. Oh gosh, I think it was McCarter. I think it was McCutcheon or something. I can't remember his name right offhand. It's too much on my brain. But yeah, Michael, you know, getting back to the Holman, that guy really put, you know, held his ground with that Ornacio Cortez. Holman did a great job, but I think he should have been a little even tougher with her. I mean, who is this punk talking to? She doesn't know nothing about immigration, only what she hears.
She's a former bartender. That's her entire career experience. You know, I mean, they literally cast her to be the candidate and put her in. I mean, she's a joke. She's an absolute joke. Anyway, listen, Tom, I got to let you go. The phone lines are loading up here. And so thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. It's a tough act to follow, Tom, in Florida.
Yes.
I love him. He's drinking way too much coffee. He's the exact opposite of me. He talks real fast and is very energetic. And, of course, I talk rather slow. But he's a great caller. But, Tom, don't obsess over AOC. She's just an actress playing a part. She's not an imminent threat. And the neocons surrounding Trump are an imminent threat.
Yes.
AOC, just ignore her. She's one of 500 representatives.
Yes.
You know, it's great news that Trump fired Bolton.
Yes.
And I was very happy about that. But is he going to hire another neocon? My guess is yes. In fact, his acting national security advisor is, I think, a man named Kupperman.
Yes.
Who's
like friends with Bolton.
Yes. He's another neocon. So maybe, God forbid, if there's a war, Bolton can go on the Fox News circuit and beat the drums for war on television. So we'll see. But if he hires another neocon, there's nothing to celebrate.
Well, it's like when Bolton got fired and everybody was calling into the show and saying, huzzah, huzzah, finally Trump is doing his job and, you know, we're going to pull back from the brink. I said, I'm not going to join in on that until we see who he chooses to replace Bolton, because it could be another Bolton. And I tend to think that's exactly what's going to happen, that we're just going to get another war hawk in there. Trump was apparently talking tough about Afghanistan. He's already abandoned this idea of talks with the Taliban, and he's out there threatening Afghanistan, saying we're going to use more force than you could ever possibly imagine. So, you know, one of the things that bothers me about Donald Trump is how capricious he is in his foreign policy and his statements, where he's, you know, peacemaker one day and the next day he's ready to deploy the nukes.
Yes. My main point I was going to call, you know, I've noticed social media yesterday, everyone do a 9/11 remembrance. Well, you know, they always do it on the official narrative term.
Yes.
You have to go along with it, or you're like a bad conspiracy theorist. And, you know, I see everyone going along what I call the root lie. The root lie. And that's, you know, if 19 Arabs did 9/11, you have to go along with it. The root lie. And if you get in an argument, well, why are we in Afghanistan? People will say, oh, but remember remember 9/11, and like on, say, television, you could never say, well, now that you mention 9/11, I don't believe the government story. That is Building 7 come down. You'd be off the air in a second.
Right? You know, plus most of the 19 of the accused hijackers were Saudis.
Yes, well, that's the line I tell people because
How did Afghanistan get dragged into this thing?
That's what I say. I have to go along with the root lie in certain situations. I say, why did we attack Afghanistan and Iraq when the government says 15 of them were Saudis? But even there, I'm going along with the root lie, and the root lie is what really happened on 9/11. And can you imagine if Trump came out and said, you know, I don't believe 9/11. I think the CIA and the Mossad did it. He would be impeached immediately. They'd enact the 26th Amendment,
25th.
Say the 5th, and say the president has lost his mind. He's insane. So we're stuck, but we have to go along with these root lies. Another root lie is Sandy Hook. Now, the NRA says a good guy with a gun will beat a bad guy with a gun. But what the NRA should be saying is saying, hey, we have to look into this Sandy Hook. Did this even happen? I mean, 26 dead, no wounded? First of all, statistically, the chance of no one being wounded and living, 26 dead, this individual had to have been a great shot.
Yes.
So the gun rights people, like the NRA, they've lost already because they're going along with the root lie.
Yes.
What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. If you concede to your opponent their basic premise, then you've already lost. And
yes.
Yeah.
So they've lost already. They're going along with it. And but if they, you know, since the NRA, they're part of the system too. So they go along with the root lie and say, well, a good guy with a gun. Just 30 more seconds. A quote from Karl Rove. It only takes 30 seconds. You've heard it.
Yes.
Quote, we're an empire now. And when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too. And that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors. And you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do. And that's what Karl Rove said, and it's a very powerful quote. And on that note, thank you for taking my call, and have a great show.
All right, well, thank you very much here. We're going to let you go. We're going to start with Gareth from Wales. And Gareth, I'm going to have to take you through this next commercial break, but what's on your mind?
Hello, everyone, and yourself. I hope your move went well and you're just about getting organized. I had a set you straight on the UK gun laws. I have a friend who's a registered firearms dealer. There is a case just going through the High Court now, and I'll fill you in a little bit later on that. Involves quite a lot of South Wales police firearms officers.
Gareth, I need to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Sure. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
So you love love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're on the phone with Gareth from Wales, who's going to update us on British gun laws. And apparently there is a major case making its way through the court system right now.
Yeah, that's correct. That's through the High Court in London. Involves a friend that I know. Anyway, in sort of talks with this gentleman, part of the conversation was about the fact that there are 1.3 million registered firearms in Britain. They're not all solely kept at gun clubs. A friend of mine, he's got 13 shotguns. He's big into his World War II, so he's got a lot of... he's got two British Enfield rifles, a Mark 1 and a Mark 4, converted to 410, so he has them on a shotgun license. He's got some heirlooms and bits and pieces kicking around, but I say 13 in all, and they're held private. You know, it's not... he doesn't have to go to a club to pick them up or anything like that, you know.
Where does he keep them?
It's not as... At home. Locked cupboard. You know, a gun safe. It's got to be kept in a gun... All of them kept in gun safes.
But, okay.
You know, I mean, there are, you know, some safety precautions, shall we say. Some would argue that sort of hinders if you actually need one for something other than... shooting a rabbit or, you know, if it comes to defending your house, you know, it takes some time to get to it. I can understand
yes.
that there are an awful lot of people who have opposition to it, and I'm learning a lot. The one thing I did learn, and from firearms officers, was that it is perfectly legal perfectly lawful to own a shotgun without a license. The only problem is, if you want to buy a shotgun, you need a license. If you want to buy ammunition, you need a license. But it's perfectly lawful to own a shotgun. There's all sorts of little queries, quirky bits and pieces to do with the law.
What is this case before the High Court? Because we're coming up on another commercial break here. What are they going to decide?
I don't want to jeopardize it. It's to do with Grant Firearms unlawfully seizing a lot of guns. So, like I said, I won't say too much more about it, but the case is in the High Court now, being dealt with by a barrister specializing in grave miscarriages of justice. And by all accounts, it's the same barrister that got Tony Martin. If you remember the case of Tony Martin, he was a farmer, he lived on a farm, remote farm, and he had three people, I believe, come and try and rob him, and he shot one, killed one. He went to prison for a while, and the barrister is the barrister that managed to sort of get the judicial system to see sense. You know, this is a man, you know, who's defending his own property. I know the argument at the time was that he'd ambushed these three men in his own house, which is ridiculous considering that the three of them had driven 76 miles to rob him. But that was the case. One of them did come put a case before the courts to try and claim compensation for being shot while trying to rob this poor gentleman. Like I said, it was a very interesting case, but the thing that really got him down was the fact that he lied about having the shotgun. The police didn't mind the fact that it was unregistered. The thing that really got him was the fact that he lied about it. You know, you're better off telling the truth and shoot the bastard. But here we go. You know, that was that. Love the show. The other thing I wanted was a bit of advice. Obviously, you're looking for donations. I don't have a bank account, so what is the best way to send money from the UK to you guys that it'll actually get through, well, some of them thieving people at the airport?
Boy, I really don't have an answer for that one. I know that PayPal takes credit cards. I know that there's a European equivalent. I think it's called Xoom, spelled with an X.
Right.
Yeah, and if you have a credit card, you can do it that way. Or if you're on cash only, I guess you could get an international money order. I really don't know the answer to that one.
I think I remember one show somewhere saying about maybe wrapping cash in foil, putting it in the envelope and sending it through. I don't know.
Yeah.
If that was feasible, I'll be sending some money through.
Well, the network.
I don't have a
the
bank.
Network thing.
Anyway, just don't have a bank.
The network thanks you. I'm going to have to let you go because we got to take another break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Reese in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Mike. We may differ. I have a differing view on the Pentagon attack. I don't believe it was hit by Flight 77. I didn't call to debate that point by point. I just I had another take that I think might lean the debate in my favor, a point that has not been considered yet, and I'm going to tell you what that is now. What was announced on September 10th by Donald Rumsfeld?
That the Pentagon had mislaid something like $3 trillion.
Yes, they couldn't account for $2.3 trillion, right?
Yes.
Well, the news would have been wiped off the headlines with what happened the next day. We know that.
Yes.
But think about this. With all that would be on the line, with making sure those records disappeared, because Donald Trump just let the cat out of the bag the day before, so we have to now destroy the evidence. Let's think of how that plane was supposed to have come down. That plane, they're saying Flight 77 would have had to do a 270-degree corkscrew vertically with changing air pressure, because when you get close to the ground, the air pressure varies greatly. So you would not be able to have pinpoint precision directing an airplane in a corkscrew pattern like that. And with all that was on the line, they had to make sure that the impact occurred at the Office of Budget Management, which it did. That is why I believe that it was a cruise missile. What I think they did is the Flight 77 flew over the Pentagon, so the witnesses did see that plane go over the Pentagon, but I believe that the cruise missile hit it, and the reason is that it was too much on the line to allow that plane to miss, impacting where it did. A cruise missile can be guided by satellite with pinpoint precision. So that's the point that I wanted to make here today.
Well, it's an interesting take, and you're certainly right. The Flight 77 did circle the Pentagon. Witnesses saw it and basically came in on the other side in order to hit the office where the auditors were trying to find where that $2.3 trillion vanished to, which means whoever got that money got away with that. The problem with the cruise missile theory is that there are hundreds of witnesses who saw the plane flying toward the Pentagon, but there are no witnesses who saw it flying away. And with the sounds of the explosion and the smoke and everything, more people would be looking up at the sky. So that's really where this kind of falls apart.
Well, let me just say this. If a cruise missile was to hit at about the same time that that plane did the flyby, just imagine with the enormous explosion. I've seen the video images of that enormous flame. Do you think most people's eyes would now be directed at the Pentagon explosion and not the plane at that point?
I think the people further away from the Pentagon would be looking up at the sky to see what the noise was all about. But again, the reality is you've got lots and lots of witnesses who saw the plane flying toward the Pentagon and no witnesses who saw it flying away.
All right, now we go back to JFK. And we remember in Dealey Plaza, the CIA had false witnesses come out later on to corroborate their story, saying that the shots came only from the book depository. To debunk eyewitnesses. So we have to factor in that there could be plants there that gave, you know, that were giving that testimony. The other thing, there's another point
to
consider.
Hang on a second. Here's the problem, okay? There were too many people in the area for that to kind of work. How would you have somebody come on out and debunk the witnesses who said they didn't see the airplane fly away from the Pentagon?
Let's just say this. I don't know how many witnesses. I've only seen a few. I went on. I looked at the videos. The one is that priest that said it, that they seen it. There was one or two other people. I didn't see, like, dozens or hundreds of witnesses. I did see a few, but let's just say this now.
Reese, if you go to whatreallyhappened.com, I just reposted my article on the pod people and the no plane theory, and partway down the page, there is a link that goes to an entire page of witness statements of people who saw a passenger jet flying toward and hitting the Pentagon. And again, nobody saw a passenger jet flying away. So I'm sorry, it's an interesting theory.
I agree with you, Mike.
The plane did hit the office where they were trying to find where that $2.3 trillion went. Anyway, Reese, you said you didn't want to debate this point by point. I'm tired of talking about this, okay? Every September 11th, they drag out the no plane nonsense, and I'm frankly sick of it. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Brian in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I did catch a few words from the man from UK calling in, talking about somebody that got in a lot of trouble for lying to an officer there.
Yes.
Which can happen to you in the United States if you lie to a federal officer here. So it's very simple. All you do is you just tell them, you need counsel before you answer any questions, and he cannot ask you another question or is in violation of your right to counsel. And this is back
to Miranda ruling.
Miranda versus Arizona and Escobedo versus Illinois.
Yep.
And if he asks you another question, then he's violation of your right to counsel, and if they get you to talk after that, then nothing is admissible.
Yes.
Thank you very
much.
You're
absolutely right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. All righty, since we're talking about guns and gun laws in Great Britain here, Alyssa Milano is a champion of the red flag laws. There's a little bit of a wrinkle there. She has admitted on Twitter that she suffers from mental illness. It's self-admitted, and yet she has two guns in her home. So if the red flag laws were actually in effect, Alyssa could have her guns taken away. How is it that she has guns, given her self-admitted mental illness? All right. There was another little video we linked to about this Austrian survivor from Nazi Germany just saying, keep your guns, buy more guns. Because that's how you hold a tyrannical government at bay. Now, needless to say, and we've seen this happen before, the gun sales are surging after the Democrats demand mandatory buybacks and confiscation. Every time the Democrats start talking about banning guns or limiting guns, gun sales go through the roof. You'd think they would have learned by now. And, you know, business is brisk. People want their firearms. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing a spate of retailers in states where open carry is allowed putting out announcements saying, do not open carry on our premises. Now, this strikes me as kind of poor thinking, because it basically means that anybody coming into the retail establishment with ill intent is not going to see a deterrent. Hey, nobody here is armed. I can do what I want to do. I would think that the retailers would welcome open carry of law-abiding citizens as a way to convince those of ill intent to just turn around and walk out of the building and go someplace else. But of course, we're dealing with the gun grabbers. And I think what we're seeing here is that the liberals are threatening retailers with boycotts or other actions if they don't go along with the gun-grabbing agenda. Anyway, out in Hollywood, Lori Loughlin, the actress from the college admission scandals, might be getting off scot-free. A federal judge is questioning the prosecutor's narrative and is considering that it could be Loughlin, her husband, and the other parents that are the victims, according to CNN. The judge is apparently thinking that it really was the university admissions department that was initiating these discussions about, if you tithe us, you know, with a nice donation, we will allow your child into our school. Maybe, maybe not, or maybe it's another case of celebrities don't have to face the consequences of their actions. Tesla is having more problems again, along with everything else they're manufacturing. They manufacture solar panels, and apparently they have multiple safety issues. They've caused over half a dozen fires, and it's no surprise that Tesla buyers, big and small, are shocked and dismayed by the numerous bugs that have been found in these so-called luxury products. Even Tesla short sellers are disgusted with Tesla's recent controversies. They're beginning to call for Elon Musk's resignation. Now, the solar panels are actually made by SolarCity, which is owned by Tesla. Now, Walmart, the world's largest brick-and-mortar retailer, began using the panels made by SolarCity back in 2010 and has outfitted hundreds of stores with the energy-saving technology. As of November of last year, 7 Walmart stores had dealt with fires caused by problems with the solar panels. All right. Over in Great Britain, and I don't know where this is coming from, but apparently a school in Great Britain gave their teenage English students an assignment of writing a suicide note. And this was done in the context of an exercise to explore suicidal feelings And needless to say, the parents are very, very upset with this. And it really doesn't make a lot of sense. There are much better things to be writing about than suicide for a teenager. Over at Purdue University, they're allowing a Chick-fil-A to open on campus. This, of course, has got the gay students in a lather, and they're out there saying, no, no, you can't allow it, you can't allow it. But somebody circulated a petition. 3,000 petition signers said, yes, allow Chick-fil-A to be on the campus. Now, here is where I think the gay community is making their big strategic mistake. If they don't like Chick-fil-A, don't eat there. Problem solved. But don't go around insisting that all the non-gay people not eat there. That's crossing a line, because it's none of your business where I'm having lunch. And I'm sorry that your feelings are hurt that not everybody in the world is comfortable with gay people. But that is, unfortunately, reality. So again, if you don't like Chick-fil-A, don't eat there. That's fine. That's your right. But you don't have a right to go on out and demand that everybody else stop eating there. For one thing, it's restraint of trade. Now, finally, a little bit of common sense. Colorado State University says it will not punish students wearing blackface in social media photos because it violates their First Amendment rights, and they're absolutely correct on that. Now, I'll be the first one to say that wearing blackface is a little tasteless. It used to be acceptable, and I'm getting very upset at people who are being told they have to resign or quit their jobs or be fired because of something they did 25 years ago when it was socially acceptable. But we're seeing an epidemic of that right now. Oh, my goodness, when you were 6 years old, you did this. You know, you've got to step down now from the board of directors. We've become such a whiny, easily offended people. All right, Cheryl Atkinson is up there talking about the vaping controversy, if you will, and wondering who benefits financially, and saying that, you know, it's interesting that they're seeing all these places that are banning the flavored vapes but not the nicotine vapes. She also says that right now she thinks that vaping has become the media controversy in order to distract us from other health issues, like some of these illnesses being brought in by the illegal immigrants, some of the vaccine damage that we're seeing. Yeah, news is managed. It's one distraction after the other, after the other, after the other. Apparently, this polio-like paralysis is continuing to spread. But vaping is the big situation now. We'll ban the vapors. Certainly the tobacco company, the regular tobacco companies, will benefit financially. Down in Louisiana, there's this court case, and it has exposed how extensive the driver tracking system is. Apparently, during this court case, the Louisiana trooper looked up the history of the movements of this defendant to catch them in a lie about their travels. So apparently, all of us are being tracked and our movements recorded. So, yes, yes, I stopped for a donut on the way home from work here. The Koch family has launched an ad campaign defending the Silicon Valley giants like Google and Facebook against the mounting antitrust probes. The Koch family says it's just a political spectacle. No, it isn't. There's a serious problem out there. We have private corporations that are exercising draconian control over what we see, hear, and read. They're limiting our right to communicate with our fellow citizens. And these private corporations are being used because they are private corporations and not being part of the government. They can't be sued under the First Amendment. And meanwhile, Google has started to ban all ads for what they describe as unproven medical treatments. In other words, if it's not coming from Big Pharma, Google will not advertise it. And, well, that's fine. It'll just drive these advertisers to the independent media. We'll certainly give them a warm welcome. All righty, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We'll be back with the last segment of today's show after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. Here we're going to talk a little bit about computers. Microsoft's latest fix for the CPU-hogging Windows bug wrecks the desktop search. And I know that because I've got that on this Windows 10 machine here, which every time there's another update from Microsoft, this thing goes slower and slower and slower. And as of right now, desktop search will not work. And I mean, there's a lot of things broken on this. And Microsoft can't seem to get their act together on any of these issues. Their attitude seems to be, you know, you sign the end user license agreement, we make no promises whether this will even turn on. And that's just the way life is under fascism here. Now, cybersecurity researchers today revealed the existence of a new and previously undetected critical vulnerability in SIM cards that could allow remote attackers to compromise targeted mobile phones and spy on victims just by sending an SMS message. Dubbed SimJacker, the vulnerability resides in a particular piece of software called the SMT Browser, a dynamic SIM toolkit embedded on most SIM cards that is being widely used by mobile operators in at least 30 countries and can be exploited regardless of which handsets victims are using. Now, here's what is really worrisome. A specific private company that works with governments, and I notice they're not identifying it, which means it's probably Israeli, but apparently this company has been actively exploiting the SimJacker vulnerability for at least the last 2 years to conduct targeted surveillance on mobile phone users across several countries. So the next question I have is this vulnerability intentional? Is it another backdoor put into our personal electronic devices to allow the dictatorship to keep an eye on us? All righty. Temperatures in the Pacific Ocean have shot up to dangerous levels, and scientists are blaming a strange anomaly. It's called the blob. It's off the Pacific Northwest coast. And apparently the temperatures have increased as much as 6 degrees Fahrenheit. They're saying, oh, it must be global warming, except it's localized. And you need to understand, there are a lot of volcanoes down there on the floor of the ocean. And it could be that one of those has erupted. I mean, the part of the ocean is very deep. Now, speaking of volcanoes, well, first of all, it snowed in Lake Tahoe Basin last night. France and Switzerland have 1 to 3 feet of snow. Massive hail blankets beaches in Italy. But speaking of volcanoes, there's been an undersea volcano in the Pacific that erupted and left this huge Manhattan-sized island of floating pumice on the surface, which is now floating toward the Great Barrier Reef. And they're saying this is actually a good thing. This could help the Great Barrier Reef revive. All right, there's the music time for me to get out of here. And stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of useful things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting, and we'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.